Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on February 22nd, 2019. And I am going to pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and we are walking ourselves through the Gospel of Mark, which has been such a blessing to me just to place myself in the story and to try to figure out what it must have been like to encounter Jesus on the gritty streets of Palestine. And it's really always very hard for me to say Palestine because I used to live in a little town in East Texas called Palestine. And so I often will mispronounce it as Palestine, but Palestine. Anyway, we are in Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25 in the New Living Translation. And we're talking about another parable today. Jesus said this, "Then Jesus asked them, 'Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.' Then he added, 'Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. And you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the imagery of light throughout the Old and New Testament. You see it at the very beginning, the dawn of time, and you see it at the very end where you are the light of the new heavens and the new earth. You are the light of our lives. You give light to our lives. You shed light in our hearts. And light is equated with truth. You are the truth. You are the light. And so I love what you ask. And I love that you ask questions. We've been praying a little bit lately about us asking you questions, but here you were interacting with others. And I'm so impressed because it shows that we love someone when we ask them questions. It shows that we're curious. Lord, I pray you would give us a holy curiosity about the people in our lives, to ask questions, to get to know, to understand who they are. And give us that opportunity today, would you, to give us this chance to ask a great question. And you asked, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? And then it's kind of a rhetorical question because you answer it and say, of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will be eventually brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. And so how I see that, Jesus, is we are light. We are your children of light, and we must shine. To hide it is wrong, and to pretend or to to kind of be secret Christians is not really an option. You cannot help but shine if you are a light. And if you are a light, your purpose is to be on a lampstand to help others, or a bedside table, or a side table, couch table, whatever. It's to light things. It's to show the way. It's to dissipate the darkness. Lord, thank you too that when we all struggle with hypocrisy, and we particularly struggle with people who say one thing and do another, and Lord, I know I've done that many times, but especially people who are predatory, who seem to get away with everything their whole lives. I'm so grateful for this verse. Everything that's hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Lord, that gives me peace. It helps me to know that you see it all and that no one is really getting away with anything. And in light of all that, I'm so grateful for your grace because I desperately need it. And so thankful that the cross is that avenue for forgiveness. Lord, help us to have ears to hear, to listen and to understand, not just to skate along the surface of light of life, but to really spend time listening to you. And you tell us to pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given, and you'll receive even more. Lord, we want that. We want more understanding of your teaching. We know that you are the source of life. We know you're the source of wisdom. We know you're the source of everything, and we want more. And it says, we don't want to be the other thing. Please deliver us from our own tendencies to not listen. Because you say that if we are obstinate non-listeners, any little bit of wisdom we have will be taken away from us. So Lord, help us to be pursuers of wisdom. Help us to steep ourselves in the book of Proverbs. Help us to press in. Help us to ask you questions. Help us to understand who you are more and more and more. Add to our knowledge. Add to our wisdom. Add to our discernment. Add to our understanding. We want more of you, less of us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a blessing to me. I'm so proud of you for walking through 2019 with a prayer every single day of the year. That's so awesome. And if you have friends that live somewhere else in the world, and I guess that makes me kind of United States centric as I said that, but any other place than where you're from, share it. Would you share this with a friend somewhere else? I would love to spread the joy and the prayers all over the world. So thank you in advance for doing that, and have a great day.